Sachem Milam Per Gimel Mishnah Dal Dishim Mizbech Apnimi Vamenor Lo Nenim Velo Mala. The ashes from the Mizbech Apnimi, the Mizbech inside the Hechal on which were Machzir the Keturis, and the ashes inside the menorah after the menorah is lit, the ashes that were in the Neros, and the ashes from the Mizbech Apnimi and the ashes from the Neros, once a day they would be taken out and put next to the Mizbech Achitzon, the Mizbech inside the Azor. And once those ashes are taken out and put next to the Mizbech HaChitzon, even though you're not allowed to benefit from them, l'chatzchila, but if you do benefit from them, you would not have to bring a korban me'ilah. The reason being is, as we said in the previous Mishnah, once the mitzvah has been done with something that is hegdish, if you benefit from it, you would not have to bring a korban me'ilah. So since the mitzvah has already been done with these ashes, anybody who benefits from them would not have to bring a korban me'ilah. Hamaktis dishan b'tchila ma'alimbo. But if somebody has maktis a dishan b'tchila, in such a case, somebody who benefits from the Dishon would have to bring a Korban Milah. Meaning to say, if somebody said, made Dishon a lot, he took upon himself to give the value of the ashes to Hegdish, whatever those ashes from the Mizbech HaPnimi and the menorah are worth, he would give that value to Hegdish. And a person came along and benefited from the ashes, took some of the ashes, and now it's impossible to evaluate how much those ashes are worth. So therefore, the person who benefited from those ashes caused a loss to Hegdish, and now the person who said made Dishon a lot would not give the value of those Dishon to Hegdish, since we have no way of evaluating it. So even though normally if you benefit from the ashes of the Mizbech HaPnimi and the menorah after it has been put next to the Mizbech HaChitzon, you would not have to bring a Korban Milah. But in this case, since the person who benefited from them caused the loss to Hegdish, he would have to bring a Korban Milah. Toirin shelo higi as mana, ubnei yona she'avar as mana, lo nenin velo mala. Toirin and bnei yona are birds that can be brought as a korban, but there's a difference between Toren and Bnei Yonah. Toren can only be brought after they're older, while Bnei Yonahs are only brought when they're young. That's why they're called Bnei Yonah, sons of Yonah. They're only brought when they're young. And somebody who's mocked this Toren before it's Higiyah's mom, before they're old enough, he's brought as a korban. Or he's mocked this Bnei Yonah after it's already Avar Ismanim, after they're already too old to be brought as a korban. You're not allowed to benefit from them lechatzchila. But if you do benefit from that, you would not have to bring a Korban Me'ilah. As since the Toren are not yet old enough to be brought as a Korban, and the Bnei Yonah are too old to be brought as a Korban, so therefore, you don't have to bring a Korban Me'ilah if you benefit from them. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Tarvin Shlo Egeez Manam Mo'alim Behem, Ubnei Yonah Sha'avriz Manam, Lo Nenim V'lo Mo'alim. Rabbi Shimon says, Toren that somebody was marked, that they're not old enough yet to be brought as a korban. If you benefit from them, you would have to bring a korban milah. He argues with the Tanakhama on this halacha, as even though right now they cannot be brought as a korban, since eventually they will be old enough to be brought as a korban, if you benefit from them, you have to bring a korban milah. But Bnei Yonah, that are already too old to be brought as a korban, he agrees with the Tanakhama in this case, that you're not allowed to benefit from them, but if you do benefit from them, you would not have to bring a korban milah. Chalav that comes from Mukdash, and somebody who's Makdash Behema for a korban, the milk that it produces, and somebody who's Makdash Tyrant birds for a korban and it produces eggs, you're not allowed to benefit lechatchila from the milk and from the egg, but if you do benefit from them, you do not have to bring a korban me'ilah. As since the chalav and the beta cannot be brought on the mizbeah, so therefore you don't bring a korban me'ilah if you benefit from them. When do we say that if you benefit from Chalav HaMukdashim and Beit HaTurim, that you do not bring a Korban Milah? That if the Mukdashim and the Turim that produced the Chalav and the Beit HaTurim were Kachay Mizbeach, they were Mukdash to be brought as a Korban. So in such a case, since the milk and the egg cannot be brought as a Korban, it doesn't have the same din as the Mukdashim and Turim itself. Avol B'Kachay Bedek HaBayis. But if you are Makdash, the Behema or the Turim, for the Bedek HaBayis, not to be brought to the Korban, but to be used for the purposes of Hegdish. In such a case, you would be mal in the Chalav or the Basin. If you benefit from the eggs or the milk, you would have to bring a Korban Me'ilah. And even if you said, May Behema Olai, or May Toren Olai, that you said you're going to bring the value of the Behema, or the value of the Toren as a Korban, but you're not going to bring the Behema or the Toren itself as a Korban, then it's the same as if you were Makdash it to the Bedek HaBayis, as since the behemoth and the Torah itself is not brought as a korban, so the eggs and the milk that it produces had the same din as the behemoth and the Torah itself, so therefore, hikdish tarnagolas, marlin ba, uva beitzah. So in such a case, you were mocked at the tarnagolas for the bedek habayit to be used for the purposes of hegdish. If you benefit from the tarnagolas or from the eggs that it produces, you would have to bring a korba me'ila, as it would be no different between the egg and the tarnagolas. They both could be used for the purposes of bedek habayis, as opposed to if you're makdish it for a korban, since the egg cannot be part of the korban, it doesn't have the same din as the tarn itself. Chamor malam ba uva chalava. So too, if somebody is makdish a chamor for the purposes of bedek habayis, anybody who benefits from the chamor or from the milk it produces would have to bring a korban me'ila.